Blog Talk Radio.
Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. So sorry we couldn't come to you a little bit earlier. I know the show starts at 8 o'clock. Some technical difficulties here on the East Coast. We are getting pounded with a snowstorm, so sorry. I know a lot of you tuned in at 8 o'clock hoping to hear the show. Heard a couple promos there, but we just kept getting cut off for some reason. Was not allowing us to do the talk show. But here we are, folks, live and in charge. 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show, folks. Again, Guy Sports Talk Radio, you know what we're about. Right now, it's NCAA basketball season, one of my favorite times of the year. It's the conference tournament. You have day basketball going all the way through night. It's the smaller conferences, which are the ones that I really focus on and bet on all throughout the year. It's the most fun because it's do or die for these guys. They fight all year long for seeding to get those matchups in their smaller tournaments there. The Metro Atlantic Conference is going on as we speak right now. Already clients picked up a winner with Siena cruising today, -3.5. Up just about 10, 15, 20 points the entire game. Held on, I believe it ended up with a 17-point comfortable win. Rob Poole was back for Siena today. Niagara had come into the game, and they were the public favorite today, winning four games in a row versus a struggling Siena team heading down the stretch. But the key thing here with the conference tournaments there is it's typically a neutral court. But if you know, following the Metro Atlantic Conference, they're playing in the Times Union Center, up there in upstate New York. That is home to Siena, who they do play well there. Poole took the weekend off to relax. He is the best player for Siena. Came back today. Didn't play that well of a game, but obviously it was a clear boost to the team as they carried the freight and won quite easily. So we started the night at a 1-0 clip. But once again, welcome to the show, folks. Just wanted to get started off on a good note there. As you know, last night didn't have a very good night. Wasn't very profitable. A lot of our home dogs that we look at keying on did come up lame. Our free play winner did hit with Richmond, but neither say nor there. We gave back our profits from Tuesday night. So tonight we're going to start that off good. Already up one unit on the night, looking good in a few other games. And our big boy play of the night is coming up at 9 o'clock between Davidson and VCU. We have the right side on this one. We locked it in earlier today, so our clients and friends already know who we're on. I can't give that play out, so I do apologize. That is for my premium subscribers, but it should be a lot of fun. Guys, Sports Talk Radio, you know what we're all about here. Down the line, as I said, this is going to be a daily show. We're hoping to go Monday through Friday and preferably be a morning show to open up the lines, talk about the night before and what is going to happen as the day does pass on. Recapping what happens during the week, that's what we're going to do tonight. Also going to take a live look in some of these games and set you up for some tournament play this weekend. The big boys get started next week with the Big East tournaments and, you know, Big 12. Big Ten, everything goes through the ACC. That's going to be an all-day affair, all day, all night long, all through next week, right up to Selection Sunday. It's going to be a fantastic week of basketball, folks. Don't miss out on trendbetting.com. We have a lot of specials that we're going to go over in just a few weeks, just a few minutes. Gambling tips, we're going to talk about the show tonight. What we look for, why is the line movement? And you know Donnie Wrightside always wants to know the public versus the Vegas angle. Have to say tonight, though, we're going to buck that trend a little bit and head towards a slightly public play, which I don't like to do too much coming down in tournament play, but I think it's going to work out pretty well for us tonight. As you know, we bet college football and NFL football, award-winning baseball, folks. It's right around the corner. You know, we don't really get started up until May, but we are going to have a couple smaller releases in April to gauge the numbers. We'll definitely have a profitable month, but that sweet spot is going to hit in June and July like you've never seen before. You see the banners up there, 88 units last June alone. You don't want to miss out, folks. It's only right around the corner. Let's fill up that bankroll. Let's get rolling right into that there. About myself, again, Donnie Wrightside, 20 years in this game, online for clients and whatnot for about two and a half years at this point. Lucky Lance Williams was kind enough to let me come on the website, trendbetting.com. We're going to continue this like a streaking comet right in the future. A lot of good stuff is on the horizon. I do talk to Lance quite frequently there and looking at some stuff down the line there. We have a great production. It's a fantastic website. You definitely want to check the website out there. Just go to the link, click on trendbetting.com. You'll see it right there, home. Experts, my pick, dashboard, contact us tabs. They're all right there. Flipping through there, you got Bracketology by Caleb the Prophet. Some sharp, sharp reads all in there, especially with Bubble Watch with the risers and the fallers. Hey, Selection Sunday is coming up. There's going to be a lot of people in the bubble fighting for their lives this week, so it's going to be a lot of fun. CJ the Razor, Alex AK47 always have some good information there on the overall site itself. Experts, get to know the team, man. Click on there. Our pictures are on there. That's us. We're real people. Talk to us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want to know. The knowledge is there. We love to do this, folks. We want to make a profit for you. Take the hard work out. Let us do that for you. Sit back and enjoy and watch these games and hopefully earn that secondary income. Again, Lucky Lance Williams runs the site. Fantastic guy. Knows what he's doing. You can tell by the site's very clean, and we only pick the cream of the crop to come on the website. I'm on there as well. Obviously, Donnie Wrightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, my really good friend MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry. We did talk today. I know he's down there in that Carolina area where Davidson is playing tonight. So definitely he is the one to talk to on that game. Jeff Brandeis, one of the best handicappers in the business, and he is streaking right now in all sports. I always like to say he is the horse handicapper legend, but he is running red hot in NCAA action and NBA action at this point as well. The Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Caleb the Prophet, that is the team, folks. It's trendbetting.com. Price is cheap and affordable. Click on the tab there with the experts. Go over, go any one of those packages that you want. Most packages will get you in from anywhere from $199 to $299 per month, folks. We're here to help you out. We're here to win money. This is what we do. So, again, check out the team at trendbetting.com. We're going to definitely put you on the right side of more games than you know what to do with. But let's get started into some college basketball action. All right, enough of the bumper music there. Let's take a look and review slightly since last show that we were on Thursday night. If we take a look on Saturday, just looking at some of the big boys there, Kentucky just continues to rout opponents, 84-67 winner over Arkansas. Virginia continues to slay the ACC. Those two teams, to me, are on a collision course in the field of 64 coming up in just about 2 weeks there for us. Gonzaga got tripped up by BYU and ends up at 29-2. That's probably going to knock them off the line since Villanova continues to win. And again, on Saturday, Villanova pulled up a nice win on the road in Big East play over Xavier. Arizona with a big win over Utah on Saturday night. A lot of people had sharp angles on Utah. I did not quite agree with that there because Arizona right now is just running red hot, and they did pull that game out late, but Utah was very game in there. And again, the Super Bowl we talked about last show on Thursday between Northern Iowa and Wichita State. The game did not disappoint. Wichita State is the better team. They're a fantastic team at home. They deserve to win the outright title in the Missouri Valley Conference. They did that. And again, they're going to be right on that collision course to play in the conference final again in the tournament. But they're both going to get at-large bids, so the drama really isn't going to be there. And both of those teams are going to make runs. I anticipate both those teams to be in the Sweet 16 in the field of 64. So keep an eye on those two coming down the stretch. If we head in and go into Sunday, very sleepy Sunday there for us. I know we had a play on Manhattan there in a smaller conference. Obviously, you know, I like the Metro Atlantic there. We missed a free throw with 1 second to go to cost us the cover on a big premium play on Sunday. But, hey, you have to keep moving on and keep fighting. Virginia beat up on Florida State 51-41. Oregon over Utah. Wichita State over Evansville. So, I mean, it was a very, very interesting game there on Sunday. Excuse me. Actually, you know what? That was the week before that. I do apologize. See, that when you're doing live radio and you don't have all your nuts in a row there, that's what's going to happen to you there. But taking a look overall on Sunday, the correct Sunday, Wisconsin 68-61 winner over Michigan State. You had Connecticut beat SMU. That was an interesting game. A lot of people, good sharp angles there on Connecticut. They did hold strong that entire game and pulled off the semi-upset. And I believe they were catching maybe one or two at the gun there. But that's as last weekend went off. Heading into this Monday, Virginia versus Syracuse. I know if you guys watched that game, your eyes probably were bleeding. I don't think Virginia scored in that game until about 10 or 9 minutes to go in the first half, which is simply amazing because Virginia was up at the half. Just to go to show you what type of defense the Virginia Cavaliers are playing at this point, if you don't have to score in the first 12 minutes of the game and still take a lead at the half, you're just toying with opponents at that point. I mean, that's just outrageous to watch. Another big comeback game, Oklahoma, which we had a smaller one-star play there. We're cruising 37-18 at the half. We're up 20 points in the second half, catching 5.5. So we put that money in our pocket, only to have it pickpocketed on our way out the door. 77-70 final for Iowa State to beat Oklahoma there in the Big 12. That was a real disappointing game. Seems like we had a lot of those go against us, but we did catch a nice break on a five-star premium play with UIC over Wright State. Key ingredient in that play on Saturday, we had Wright State as a five-star. They came up so lame against the same team in the same spot that we just wanted to flip the script when it came back, and it turns out they were getting blown out. UIC was at the half by darn near 20. I think it was 39-20 at the half. They storm all the way back and win the game outright, so we didn't even need the plus two, but that was actually a very, very good win for us there. Kentucky extended its record to 30-0 with a win over Georgia. Kansas came all the way back and beat a game West Virginia team without two of their star guards in that game, so they were very, very good there. If we take a look last night on Wednesday, just to do finish up on the wrap-up, Duke pummeled Wake Forest 94-51. Notre Dame went on the road for a big win over Louisville 71-59. Seton Hall folded up shop in the second half versus Providence. We had that as a one-star play. Up 37-29 at home and catching 3.5 points. They got pummeled 50-29 in the second half. Rounding out the day there for us, a big upset in my mind was Miami of Florida heading into Pittsburgh and knocking them off. Pittsburgh really needed that game. I mean, Miami technically needed the game too as well. But without Angel Rodriguez, they're not the same team. They shouldn't have went up in the Oakland Zoo, so to speak, and came away with a victory there. But now Miami launches itself right back onto that bubble, and Pittsburgh may be the team that is looking out now. What we're going to do next, folks, we're going to go over some upcoming games, take a couple live look-ins at action tonight. Hold on, let's pay some bills. Long Shots Radio, primetime edition, college basketball with Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap. cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, primetime edition with your host, Donnie Wrights. I just heard the commercial there. Click on trendbetting.com. My package is right there for you. NCAA tournament action coming up. It's going to be a lot of wagers and a lot of fun. Let's end this year with a bang. Now, going into the Pomeroy College basketball ratings, as you know, KenPom.com is a great website there, very cheap. It's not, I believe it's like $20 for the year. It's a lot of information. You just have to filter through what you actually want to look at and what you works for yourself. A lot of great read-ups there heading into the tournament itself. If we take a look at the overall ratings, which are pretty much on point, Kentucky 30-0. I mean, nobody's touching them. Nobody's touching them in the SEC. They're going to run the table there. But you never know when you head to the tournament. Winning 7 games in a row over about a 2.5-week stretch is very hard because you're going to come up on a lot of really good teams gunning for you. You're going to be on neutral court sites there. I know they don't really factor in on shooting as we, you know, I mean, they're a defensive team. They're super talented. They're just going to run up and down the court. They do have the shooting, but even on those neutral courts, man, they are so athletic down low with rebounding and scoring there. I just don't know if anybody's going to come back. I saw Sports Insights today had them at minus, I believe, 100 or 130, or excuse me, plus 130, I believe, versus the field in the NCAA tournament. I mean, just out of throwing money out there, you got to take the field at that point. I mean, hopefully one of those 63 teams can knock them off. But again, they right now are a buzzsaw. They're going to run through that tournament in those first two rounds, but they're going to catch some really tough senior-laden teams in that round of 16 and Elite Eight to see if they can get through. They're young. They're really talented. The Harrison twins there, been there, done that, which is going to help them immensely this year, obviously losing in the final last year and getting all the way that far. Those kids were really playing at a high level, and they're playing at a high level again this year. Towns down low. Willie Cauley-Stein, who I think is a little bit soft, but obviously guys over 7 foot that can run around, and they're endless. I mean, they started the season out with the platoon system where they would just play 5 and 5, and I mean, it's just when you run 10 deep and you can just, you know, probably start your second five and blow a team out, it's a quite an advantage there. So very, very interesting. Number two is Virginia. 3 is Arizona. 4 is Villanova. As you see, I think Villanova finally jumped into that one seed with that Gonzaga loss. Wisconsin is busting teams up left and right. So if you look at that top five, to me, there is a clear difference between that the top five and, you know, heading down to 10, Gonzaga, Utah, Duke, Baylor, Wichita State, all very good teams. But Wisconsin, Villanova, Arizona, Virginia, Kentucky are the clear class. I think any one of those five teams, if they do get hot, can run the distance. Villanova is a tough team. I mean, I know the Big East is a little bit down since all the restructuring and everything, but they're beating teams up home, away. It doesn't matter. They're senior laden. They have a very good coach. They know how to play. They're built on guards. They have, you know, Pinkston and Ochefu, I mean, really, really good inside-outside game, and that's what you need to win in the tournament. But Wichita State sneaking around that chicken coop again. They've been there. Van Vliet, Ron Baker, Tekel Cotton, they've all been there, done that, sitting at 27-3. They're going to run right in the tournament, get a decent seed. They're going to the Sweet 16. They're probably going to move into that Elite Eight as well. They're that good. I know the MVC doesn't get a lot of respect outside of them and the University of Northern Iowa, but those are two really good basketball programs. They know how to win, and they're going to show up. And don't be surprised if either one of those obviously gets into the Elite Eight, but somebody might sneak in there into the Final Four. Oklahoma at 11, Kansas 12, North Carolina 13, Northern Iowa 14, Ohio State 15, Notre Dame 16, Iowa State 17, Louisville 18, Georgetown, and Michigan State rounding out the top 20. I'm very excited for the NCAA tournament this year. Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. If somebody can somehow take down Kentucky, I like the top five that we just went over there, but there's teams, you know, lurking around the Baylors of the world. And again, the Wichita States, Kansas, Oklahoma, they're talented. If they get you down, they can really beat you. They're big programs. That's what they do, you know. So if Kentucky slips up just a little bit, all hell's going to break loose in that tournament. And any one of those 10 teams can get hot and make a run and come up and take those victories down. So, I mean, that was our look at that overall top 20. If we take a look at some upcoming games, again, we had 58 games on the card today. over on college basketball. Not all of them line there, I don't believe, but quite a few of them. But Friday, we have at least 26 games to go over, taking a look at some of the information there. And again, tomorrow, the NVC tournament, again, chimes off at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time with Evansville and Illinois State. These are really good basketball teams squaring off for their NCAA Live. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Even the smaller conferences like the CAA with Towson and Elon, those teams, I mean, the highlight of their life, the highlight of their career is going to be this tournament this week, because if they can run the table and get that automatic bid, that's their championship. So you're going to watch some of these smaller guys really get after it and go hard. But you still have some other conferences that haven't finished up yet, because I said the little bit bigger conferences are waiting until next week to get underway. So there's a lot of action still. Northern Illinois, who you know we love, and we took a five-star premium play, and we did get a push -2 earlier in the week with Northern Illinois, but they're going to Ball State. Ball State stinks, 2-15. Northern Illinois sitting right now at -1.5. Boy, that seems like a trap line for tomorrow, but I cannot wait to dig into some of these lines and really get after it. Akron and Kent State, it's going to be a great game tomorrow. Miami, Ohio's playing fantastic basketball going against a slumping Ohio team. Ohio's still up -2.5 for that game because Miami, Ohio doesn't play that well on the road, but they definitely are streaking down the stretch after a rough, rough start. That's team Wally Zerbiak, remember, you know, quite a few years ago, if you're old enough to remember, they did make a run in the tournament. And he did cement a nice pick in the NBA. Didn't turn out to be a great player in the NBA, but boy, he could really play. And if you remember even farther back with Ohio, Gary Trent was called the Shaq of the MAC. And we might be going back 15 to 20 years on that, back when I was just a young lad betting on these smaller conference games. And you know, I still love those today. Toledo and Eastern Michigan tomorrow square off. Central Michigan and Western Michigan, the Battle of Michigan there tomorrow. That's going to be a really good game. Western Michigan is -1. That's going to be really interesting. I know Central Michigan, they're really hard to bet against, super talented team that can score. And as you know me, I always think Western Michigan is a really soft, soft basketball team with a lot of talent. But as Richie gets a little bit healthy there, I know they're getting another guard back. I think it's Hammond. Should be back either this weekend or by Monday at the start of the MAC tournament. That's really going to help them out. Bowling Green, always one of my favorite teams in the MAC. They play a lot of good defense, good sound offensive sets, but it's going to be tough to beat them in Buffalo. They're catching 7 points. That's how you know Buffalo's a tough home team, because Bowling Green can hang around and stay with you there as well. UIC, which gave us our last premium play win of the week. We're 1-1 on those. They head into play at Valparaiso, and that's going to be versus Oakland. Oakland's a hot shooting team. I know USC played well there. I just don't know if they're going to be able to hold up against Oakland tomorrow. I can't wait to dive into that game. Oakland hanging a heavy number at 7.5, even for them on a neutral site court there for the second round in Valparaiso, Indiana. Looking at some other games, hey, my Drexel Dragons are in play versus Charleston. Dinyon Lee's out. They had a huge win last week to end the season at 9-9 in the CAA. That takes place down in Baltimore, Maryland. So, hey, maybe Drexel can get on a little bit of a run there. I know they're going to be limping and shorthanded heading into that series, but hey, who knows? Loyola, Illinois versus Indiana State is going to be a game I'm really going to focus on there, because Milton Doyle should be back for Loyola, Illinois. They've been holding him out. He's been questionable for about the past week, week and a half. That's a really good basketball team. If he can come back and give them maybe 15 to 20 minutes in the tournament, they're definitely going to be a tough, tough team to deal with. Detroit and Cleveland State rounding out the Horizon League play. Boy, I love that conference too. I know you guys like some of that bigger conference basketball, and more power to you. They're exciting. The ACC, you know, Big Ten, Big 12, all those teams, as well as the Pac-12. But man, I really, really like these smaller conference teams. They're a lot of fun for me, a lot of fun to handicap in that respect. But that's what's taking place tomorrow. Going to take a quick break here. Going to come back there on the other side, and we're going to go over some of tonight's action and see how we're going to wind up and what we can look forward to. Hold tight with me there, folks. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there, filling your bankroll up, a little bit of a struggle for you, put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Chats Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Have a couple minutes left on the show tonight. Let's take a look at some action that went down a little bit earlier today. As you know, we already had Sienna, and they picked up a quick 1-0 win for us. Our next play is coming up. Our five-star premium play is between Davidson and VCU. That's going to tip in just a few moments. So once we end the show, I'm going to click right on, sit back with a Jack and Coke, and hopefully be smoking a cigar after that game with another winner there. If we take a look, some action live in play right now. Western Kentucky up 69-62 over Charlotte. A big upset, Florida Atlantic. And you saw my ugly dog report on Twitter this evening. 62-59, outright winner over UAB in an absolute shocker. That's just amazing. Florida Atlantic, I believe, came into that game losing 15 straight games. UAB playing good basketball. Just goes to show you, there's some trap games out there in college basketball. That was certainly one of them. UAB jumped out to an early lead. Florida Atlantic hung on. Actually had the lead up 5 at the half and hung on for an outright win. I believe that game was tied in the last minute. I know we were doing the show at that time. I was trying to keep a quick eye on that game. South Carolina looks like they're up 73-70 over Arkansas. They were dead and buried in that first half, but they're holding a small lead late. Wisconsin did what they do, won by 13 points on the road at Minnesota. A lot of sharp guys I know were looking at Minnesota tonight, getting the 6.5 at home. But Wisconsin just playing really good basketball. They're going to be a tough, tough team to watch out for. Southern Illinois is up 50-43 over Missouri State. That's another one-star action play that we have. They have to cover 3 points there, so 48 seconds to go, fellas. Let's make some foul shots, all right? Let's get that winner put in the books again for us. Lafayette, 89-64 over Boston U. St. Peter's pummeled Fairfield, up 22-7 at the half, 41-26 in the second half. A 30-point rout by St. Peter's. When they play defense, they're pretty good. They crashed and burned down the stretch in MAC play, but they did pick up a nice win over Iona on senior day at home in the last game of the season. So it looks like that did propel them. They might be a little bit of a tough out in that tournament coming up. To the simple fact is they do play defense, and again, it's a neutral court. Don't put that past anything, man. Defense travels. If you learn one thing from me, defense travels, no matter if it's football or basketball. If the team can play defense, they're going to have a shot in any game that you put them up against. Colgate 69-60. Looks like they're about to close out Navy for a winner there. Temple, my hometown Temple Owls, up 10 points over East Carolina. I believe they are -6 at game time, so that spread is still in balance. FIU, there's the other half of Florida. Florida Atlantic already won. FIU, another ugly home dog, up 4 points to Middle Tennessee at 52-48. Appalachian State, 55-42. Looks like a little bit of a mild upset there over Texas State. There's still 9:44 left in play there. Georgia Southern, which was down big early, finally has climbed back to a 49-47 lead. And again, in the NEAC, Coppin State is down 2 to Delaware State early on in the second half. And again, I can't say it enough, Siena with the 17-point winner over Niagara to help us out and put some money in our clients' pockets. One of the blowout games tonight you would have figured was Louisiana Tech and Southern Miss. Louisiana Tech at home, I believe they were -19. You can't really blame them on that end of it because Southern Miss is just a terrible team and a terrible road team. They are not going to the postseason, so this is their last game. Maybe they just came on the road, brought their baggage with them and said, you know, I'm just going to play a full 40 minutes and go home. But they are playing well. They're only down 2 at the half. So Louisiana Tech is really going to have to turn on the gas if they want to cover that game. Marshall and Old Dominion. Old Dominion, another big favorite tonight, 33-29 at the half over Marshall. I believe that game closed at minus 15.5. UL Monroe, another one of my ugly dog report games, up 26-24 over Georgia State with a couple minutes left in the first half. Rice with a lead 46-35 over UTSA. That's Texas San Antonio. That is a mild upset taking place right now. Again, in some Sun Belt action, UL Lafayette. 9-8, Arkansas Little Rock has a lead over ULL. And a little bit later tonight in action, South Alabama's playing Arkansas State. That's already tipped off about 10 minutes into the game. South Alabama with an 8-point lead there. Let's take a look a bit later on. As I said, a couple minutes, you got Davidson and VCU tipping off. That is a 5-star premium play. Thanks for tuning into the show tonight, folks. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We're going to see you on next Thursday, so hopefully you're putting it on the right side. TrendBetting.com for all your gambling needs, folks. Take care.